A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. The disciples of John and of the Pharisees were accustomed to fast. People came to Jesus and objected, "Why do the disciples of John and the disciples of the Pharisees fast, but your disciples do not fast?" Jesus answered them, "Can the wedding guests fast while the bridegroom is with them? As long as they have the bridegroom with them, they cannot fast. But the days will come when the bridegroom is taken away from them, and they will fast on that day. No one sews a piece of unshrunken cloth on an old cloak. If he does, its fullness pulls away the new from the old, and the tear gets worse. Likewise, no one pours new wine into old wineskins. Otherwise, the wine will burst the skins, and both the wine and the skins are ruined. Rather, new wine is poured into fresh wineskins." The Gospel of the Lord. In this Gospel passage, we see Jesus talking about the old, or status quo, versus the new. The new life available to us through Him, if we would just recognize Him. The new wine is not appropriate for the old wineskins, and the new cloth is not right for mending the old garment. The ministry of John the Baptist, with constant fasting, sackcloth, and ashes, has faded into the background. And Jesus' ministry, while building on the old, is quite different. In the course of Jesus' public ministry, many people eventually recognized and celebrated God's goodness, but many did not. The question is, do we recognize the goodness of God today in our own lives? Do we celebrate it, build on it, and pass it on to others? Not only in our relationships, but in our systems and structures, a kind of activism for God. Maybe, like me, you tend to think pessimistically sometimes, that just voicing your anger will change things, or criticizing. But that doesn't usually change the status quo. January 19th is Martin Luther King Jr. holiday, a day in which U.S. Americans celebrate King's leadership in the movement of nonviolence to change a segregated society. It won for him the 1964 Nobel Peace Prize. This week, our nation also celebrates the inauguration of its first African-American president. A dream come true for many. A day of celebration. A mountaintop experience. Not a day for fasting, as the Valley of Tears temporarily fades into the background. In his own Valley of Tears, in the now famous letter from Birmingham jail, King, disappointed, wrote about how church people could accomplish justice for African Americans, addressing his letter to clergymen of all faiths. In this letter, he said, and I quote, "If the church of today does not recapture the sacrificial spirit of the early church, it will lose its authentic ring, forfeit the loyalty of millions, and be dismissed as an irrelevant social club with no meaning for the 20th century. The nonviolent techniques of the civil rights movement, as well as King's hero Mahatma Gandhi's movement of Satyagraha, involved sacrifice, being willing to suffer hurt through their acts of civil disobedience, to the point of arrest and imprisonment. Sacrifice was a word they used often, as in our own Catholic tradition. Do we know how to sacrifice, or is it becoming an obsolete word? However, in today's gospel, in ordinary time, we're asked to leave the sacrifice behind for now, and to search for God's goodness among us today, in our ordinary relationships, systems, and structures. and build upon that goodness and share it with others. So today we might ask ourselves, do we recognize the goodness of Jesus Christ in our lives? Do we see it and take time to savor it? Where can we catch glimpses of him and his goodness during this week of secular celebration? Today and throughout his ministry in church ordinary time, we are asked to recognize Jesus Christ, to see his reflections all around us, and celebrate.